Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's continue today on the series we are calling Mercy Over Judgment. In Matthew 7, some of our main texts that we have looked at repeatedly, verse 1, Jesus said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Most everybody, even non-Christians, would agree, you shouldn't judge. But why specifically did Jesus tell us don't judge? It's for our own benefit. It's not just for the person we're not judging. One of the most significant things about not judging is that we don't get judged. Let me say this another way. Just because you judge me doesn't mean I will be judged. Do you see that? You're not my judge. You might think you are, but you're not. And if you judge me as guilty and deserving of punishment, that doesn't make me guilty, nor deserving of punishment. But if I judge you, I just made myself guilty. And me judging you will cause me to be judged. You judging me won't cause me to be judged. Me judging you will cause me to be judged. Judge not that you be not judged. Keep going. For with what measure you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Like we had said previously, God is absolutely fair. And this is fair. Ever how you've judged others is how you'll be judged. That's fair. If you say, I don't like it, well, quit doing it. Right? I don't like it this way. Well, change it. Change how you're dealing with other people, and how you're dealt with will be changed. This is fair. Luke 6 had said it like this, verse 37. Luke 6:37 says, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven." Matthew, what we call the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6 and verse 12, you know, in what we call the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." And in verse 14, he said, "For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Is this true? If we won't forgive each other, He doesn't forgive us. Is this true? Is it serious not to be forgiven? Oh, it's as serious as it gets. And you'll see this again in other passages. But 1 Corinthians 11 talks about the other side of this, how we can avoid being judged. 1 Corinthians 11:31 says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world." The judgment of the believer involves mercy still. You know, if you had to choose between getting judged for something now in this life or being judged later after this life, let me give you a hint. Pick now. Pick now. Even if it costs you some things here and now, it's not to be compared with later. Later on, you want to be just seen in Christ, washed in the blood, deserving of no punishment. And so that's what he's talking about. Now, with that in mind, and without doing a review of everything that we've already looked at, go to Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault. Now that word fault is King James. It's the exact same word that's translated trespass in the verses we just read, ones we just read that said, if you forgive men their trespasses. It's the word for trespass, or we'd probably say sin. Man be overtaken in a trespass or a sin. Ye which are spiritual. A lot of light here. Is everybody spiritual? Yes. Apparently not. How can you tell the spiritual ones? Ye which are spiritual, do what? Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Now, a lot of people who in their own mind imagine that they are so spiritual are some of the most judgmental about what other folks doing is wrong and sin. But that shows that they in fact are not spiritual. They're carnal. I didn't say they weren't saved. When we say spiritual, we're talking about growing up and developing spiritually. If you really are spiritual, you can't grow up and develop spiritually without developing in love. Yeah. Two go hand in hand. And if you really are spiritual, what'll happen? You won't be a judger. You will be a restorer. Restore such an one. And you won't be high and haughty. You'll be meek. And instead of saying meekness, some translations say gentleness. Instead of being hard and harsh, you'll be gentle and kind. Amen. You show me a spiritual man or woman, I'll show you a kind man or woman. That's being like Jesus, isn't it? Amen. Jesus said, come, learn of me. I'm meek and lowly of heart. If you're going to be spiritual, you're going to be like Jesus. You don't get any more spiritual than Jesus. Amen. True? That's right. And yet some folks, they think they're spiritual, but they're hard. And they're harsh. And they're judgmental. We've all made mistakes, but let's learn. And even if you've been one of the biggest spiritual babies around, you can grow up. Amen. I said you can grow up. Amen. Let's grow up. How can you tell spiritual people? Humble? They want to restore people? Is that right? Amen. He said, considering yourself. This is just part of being honest. Humility, he said, meekness, humility and honesty are inseparable. Inseparable. You can't be humble without being honest. And one of the biggest attributes of pride is dishonesty. Pride is dishonest. Obadiah 3 says, the pride of your heart has deceived you. Pride is the nature of the devil himself, who is the father of lying. Pride is a liar. One of the big reasons why people tell lies is pride. But humility is honest. Amen. It is what it is. Where do you live? In this little cracker box right here. How much money you got? Well, I got 25 in the bank and got this 5 right here. It is what it is. Amen. Not trying to put forth some facade or trying to impress people and leave an impression that's not real. Humility is living in reality. Honesty. He went on to say, verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Say that out loud. Fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? He just told us in the first part of the verse. What is the law of Christ? Bearing one another's or another's burden. What did the Christ do for us? He bore. See, the verse 1 started off by talking about if somebody's overtaken in a trespass or a sin. Christ bore our burden of sin and the resulting judgment from those faults, those mistakes, those failures. Amen. And we are Christians, Christians, ones like the Christ, born of God. Are you? How many Christians do I have in here? Let me see. If you're not a Christian, what are you? Somebody said lost, and that's correct. Bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 3. For if any man think himself to be something. Now, you got to keep this in context with the first two verses. What does that mean, think himself to be something? Somebody that's superior to the person who's overtaken in a fault or a sin. Somebody that would never do that, could never do that, that is superior and above that, and feels too holy and too righteous to condescend and look kindly on somebody who has failed terribly. If you think you're that when you're not that, you deceive yourself. Keep reading. Let every man prove his own work, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. Let me read the Amplified of this, verse 1. Brethren, if any man's overtaken in a misconduct or a sin of any sort, you who are spiritual should set him right, restore, and reinstate him without any sense of superiority. Say that out loud. Without any sense of superiority. And with all gentleness. Gentle. That's not hard. You want an example of hard? Are you stupid? What is wrong with you? How many times have I told you this? That is being carnal. That is being unspiritual. That's acting like the Lord didn't tell you something 100 times. Acting superior, like I would never do anything like that. I've never been that dumb. How could you, every time you ever said, how could you do that? You're being a hypocrite. You know exactly how they could do it. You've done something just like it. Show me how you deal with it. Help me out. Somebody has done something stupid for the 52nd time. And they tell you, I did it again. What do you do? Well, it depends on if you're spiritual or not. If you're spiritual, what do? You consider yourself.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.